I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, January 31. Coming up, Economic Growth Council endorses public sector transformation program. Government considers Diaspora Bond Initiative and Education Ministry to realign its budget. The news in detail after the break.
Christmas may be gone, but the season of giving is all year round. Save a life today by signing up and coming out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on February 7. Just call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact info to radio@jis.gov.jm and sign up. Visit us Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road. You're someone's type. Let's connect and save a life.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. The Economic Growth Council, EGC, has endorsed the government's public sector transformation program. Deputy Chairman Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark describes it as an undertaking that will enhance growth. Underscoring the need for greater efficiency in the delivery of state services, Dr. Clark says transforming the public sector would facilitate greater reallocation of resources where there's need, citing citizen security and public safety as examples.
What we need is greater efficiency in the private and public sectors. And greater efficiency means getting more value for each dollar spent, getting more out of the tax dollars that Jamaicans pay.
Meanwhile, EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin is urging greater support for the public sector, which he says has a number of unsung heroes. He says this is of paramount importance if the country is to achieve 5% growth in 4 years. And the Economic Growth Council, EGC, is exploring the use of targeted financial incentives as part of efforts to obtain greater Jamaican diaspora support for the country's growth agenda. Chairman of the EGC, Michael Lee Chin, says the council has engaged the service of a director of Israel Bonds Corporation, Gideon Sitterman, towards the initiative. Israel Bonds, Mr. Lee Chin notes, is the most successful diaspora financial services organization in the world. Among the ideas being considered is the development of bonds targeting Jamaicans residing in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, as obtained for the Jewish state.
We now have a plan that's based on expertise. We'll now be able to work with someone who we can leverage from their expertise and infrastructure.
Mr. Lee Chin was speaking at the EGC quarterly press briefing recently. Meanwhile, Mr. Sitterman expressed optimism that a diaspora bond initiative will be successful, noting that remittances from overseas accounts for approximately 20% of Jamaica's income. 18 community-based organizations and civil society groups have been awarded grants totaling just under $85 million to implement climate change adaptation and resilience building projects across the island. The grants, some amounting up to $5 million, were provided by the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, EFJ. The awardees will implement community-level climate change initiatives in areas such as soil conservation, forestation, climate-smart agribusiness and tourism, disaster preparedness, water and waste management, renewable energy systems, and climate-smart construction. The grants were awarded during a signing ceremony in New Kingston Monday. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Lieutenant Colonel Oral Khan, said a total of 83 proposals were received by the EFJ, with 43 entities shortlisted and 18 recommended for approval. He adds that an additional 12 are being reviewed for consideration in the next round of funding. A second call for proposals will take place in February. And State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says there'll be realignment in the education budget for the current fiscal year. The realignment is expected to target primary schools and early childhood institutions, ECIs. Minister Green restated the plans to include more primary schools and ECIs on the ministry's infrastructure program.
We're going to be increasing the grants that we give to our primary schools significantly. There will be significant increase to the per student grants that we give to our primary schools.
Minister Green was addressing a certification ceremony at the St. Margaret's Bay Basic School. More ECI teachers are also being trained under the government's Housing Opportunity, Prosperity and Employment Program. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.